Welcome to the AsthmaCommunityNetwork.org podcast. Tina Pettengill, founder of the Smoke-Free Housing Coalition in Maine, and her colleague Sarah Mayberry, coalition director, are here today to discuss their accomplishment of being the first in the country to have a smoke-free housing policy in all of the state's public housing. Let's get started. Welcome, Tina and Sarah.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tina, can you tell me the story of when and how you founded the coalition? What inspired you?
In 2002, I was working in a town called Lewiston, Maine. It's a kind of an urban area in Maine. And I was getting a lot of calls from tenants and property owners alike, having questions and concerns about smoke being intrusive throughout their multi-unit housing. And the tenant calls especially really pulled at my heartstrings and bothered me. For example, a phone call from a grandmother whose granddaughter lived with her and had severe asthma problems, and the person downstairs from them smoked a pack or maybe even two packs a day. And as a result, the granddaughter had been to the emergency room four times over the last month. And those were not unusual calls for us to get in those first years. And the problem was we didn't know how to respond to those calls. I was working at a public health organization, yet I had no resources or answers at all for those people who, again, are living in public housing and had no options and to where to go. It's not like they could pick up and leave their apartment. So they were really heart-wrenching phone calls that inspired us to start finding some answers. So the first thing we did was we surveyed landlords around a county, the county I was working in, to find out what's going on. What do landlords think about this? Do they want to have smoke-free policies? Are they interested in this at all? Do they know that it's legal to have smoke-free policies? That was something that we had to actually do quite a bit of research to find out as well, that it was even legal. In every state in the country, there's no federal or state law throughout this country that prohibits having a smoke-free policy. We surveyed all of the tenants. We had a very good response rate. And we found that in that county, 75% of our low-income tenants preferred to live in smoke-free housing. And we also found out that landlords had a lot of misconceptions about smoke-free housing and a lot of myths around whether it was legal or justified to implement a policy. The coalition was born in 2003. We really started with educating landlords. And that education and the gratification that we got from landlords and property owners really wanting to do the right thing in terms of creating smoke-free policy and working with our public housing authorities and seeing how energized they were to also provide healthy housing for their tenants really grew a very strong coalition with a lot of varied partners and stakeholders around the state. And that has really kept us going for all these years, that commitment and passion and energy to provide healthy housing for tenants in our state.
What impact has the coalition made on public housing in Maine? What results have you seen?
I'm happy to report that we have had a lot of success around public housing authorities as well as private market landlords around the state. But our proudest achievement to this point is that we have 20 out of 20 of our public housing authorities have 100% smoke-free policies implemented. Our last number 20 goes 100% smoke-free January 1st, 2012. And we also have two out of our five tribal housing authorities have smoke-free policies. These are 100% policies inside of the building, which are, it's a really important distinction to make when you're talking about smoke-free policies, that again, it needs to be 100% of the entire building. And though we still have work to do in our tribal housing authorities, and certainly still quite a bit of work to do with our market rate housing, we're very excited and pleased that our housing authorities have been such strong leaders in this area and have been so receptive to making these changes to protect the health of a lot of our low-income tenants in Maine.
You have been so successful with this initiative in Maine in less than 10 years. Can you describe how you convince multi-unit property owners to adopt a smoke-free housing policy?
Sure. I think we have probably six main points to make about how to deal with landlords and how to be successful in efforts with landlords. First of all, and probably most important, is you have to speak their language. You always have to remember that property owners are in the business to make money. They're not in it to provide healthy housing necessarily. This is especially true when you're talking about private and market rate property owners, but it's also true when you're talking about public housing authorities. They're on budgets and they have to be extremely careful about how they spend taxpayer and other publicly funded dollars. So speak their language. We know that having smoke-free policies in place can save a property owner thousands of dollars upon unit turnover. We also know there's other places in which a smoke-free policy can save you dollars. So that's first. Second is you need to go where the landlords are. We have spent a lot of time going to landlord association meetings. Every state in the nation has either statewide landlord association meetings and or local landlord association meetings. So go to those meetings, present at those meetings, provide articles for the newsletters of those associations. Do whatever you can to be a partner to those organizations and seen as a resource to those associations. Another point is impact them with media. We have found direct mail to be an extremely, albeit somewhat expensive sometimes, but an extremely productive way to reach landlords is snail mail. People tend to get a lot of email these days and actually less snail mail than they've ever gotten in the past. So use direct mail if you can. Another one is to make the right choice, the easy choice, and by that I mean provide them with what they need to make it easy for them. Provide them free signage. Our signage, for example, says 100% smoke-free building. They're nice metal signs that they can attach to different areas on the building. Provide presentations to them, like I said before, maybe not to the association, but to their board of commissioners or to the staff at the housing authority or to the maintenance staff in some cases, but make it easy for them. Another one that does make it easy, but another kind of separate point, is provide free technical assistance. That may be over the phone, that may be in person, but make it, again, make it easy for them to make that right choice by providing smoke-free housing. We also have a comprehensive website, which anyone can use, but many states have these now where they have comprehensive websites that include lease language. We have information for tenants on our website in different languages. Again, all geared toward making the right choice the easy choice. And lastly, I would say provide champions to these property owners, especially if you're just embarking on your smoke-free housing campaign. A property owner is much more likely to listen to another property owner rather than a public health advocate. It's just much more effective for them to hear from another person that's in the business. So I would say, lastly, that providing those champions who are willing to talk to other property owners is a very important strategy.
What kinds of cost savings can property owners expect?
One thing we have done was we worked with several property owners and public housing authorities to track how much it costs to turn over a unit that contained smoke versus a unit that did not contain smoke. We have been able to demonstrate that it costs between 2 and 7 times more to turn over a unit that had someone smoking in it. There have now been studies done around the country, including a large-scale study in California that was completed last year, confirming those statistics. And when we talk to landlords and tell them that they can save 2 to 7 times on a unit turnover, you almost see a light bulb go off in their eyes if you're saving, you know, $2,000 to $4,000 on every unit turnover because you're not replacing appliances and you're not replacing flooring and you're only doing 1 coat of paint instead of 4. These are consistent and long-term savings that landlords are extremely interested in. But the thing is, there's other cost savings as well that are also important to point out. The unit turnover is just the most comprehensive savings and most easy to see tangibly. But other cost savings are fire damage, the potential of fire damage. Cigarette smoke is the number one cause of household fire death. So although it might not be the number one cause of household fire, when there is a fire caused by a cigarette, it does a lot of damage. So the cost savings from a potential fire are huge. But the other piece of that is folks can go to their property casualty insurance providers and ask for comprehensive fire safety discounts. We've been hearing about discounts between 5 and 10% for property owners, and that amounts to a lot of money, a big savings.
How important is it to reach out to tenants as well as property owners? And what strategies do you recommend for tenant outreach?
One of our things that we've really worked hard on is to empower tenants to know that they have the right to find smoke-free housing and to live in a smoke-free environment, and also how important it is for them to simply let their landlord know that that's important to them. A lot of our research has found that while tenants say that they prefer to live in smoke-free housing, landlords are not hearing that from them, so they're not knowing that it's a concern. One of the biggest concerns we do hear from landlords is, well, if I don't want to go smoke-free and lose my tenants. Well, knowing that those tenants are actually 100% in favor and would prefer to live in a smoke-free environment is really important to share. We do a much more public health-based message for tenants focused on secondhand smoke exposure as well as the impact that can have on them and their family, especially looking at families with children. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for both landlords to go smoke-free but also for tenants to find a smoke-free environment.
What challenges did you face when you started the coalition?
I think we had several challenges, frankly. We started this work in 2002, and I think the national as well as statewide culture was different 10 years ago than it is now. I do believe people who are starting initiatives now would face significantly less challenges than we did 10 years ago. We didn't have any resources, like I said. We didn't have any answers, so we had to pave that way. We also had to pull other stakeholders into our effort. Some of the stakeholders that we pulled in that people might not think about right offhand, but were extremely critical stakeholders in our effort were the Attorney General's office. We do live in a small state, and we are lucky enough that we could actually reach out directly to our Attorney General when we made a video, which is streamed on our website, for landlords, that he actually was in the video at the end stating that smoke-free housing policies are a great choice and a legal choice for landlords. We pulled in the fire marshal's office and partnered with them on several events. We pulled in Maine Housing, which is our state housing authority, within the first year of these efforts and have done a myriad of initiatives with them, for them, and alongside of them. And also, we made and kept a lot of friends along the way. We worked with our state asthma program. We work with our state lead program, which is transitioning to a healthy housing program. We work, of course, extremely closely with what's called in Maine our Partnership for Tobacco-Free Maine, which is our state health department's tobacco control and prevention program. And we have worked with a lot of different landlords and landlord associations to make sure that our marketing strategies are in line with what they would like to hear. We've worked with legislators. I think the sky is the limit when you are talking about stakeholders to pull into this type of effort. And then I'll just mention some of the other challenges that we had where we had little to no funding. You can do this work on little resources, a little cash resources, but a lot of personnel and energy and passion. I think our lack of funding was kind of a blessing and a curse because it forced us to form this coalition model and pull in a lot of partners, and that has been a critical key to our success.
Following all the success you achieved in the past 8 years in Maine, what ripple effect into other states and communities do you think your work has had or could have?
We're really hopeful that the work of the Smoke-Free Housing Coalition of Maine and that of partners across the country who've been working on this issue for a long time is having a positive effect of changing that social norm around smoke-free housing and making it much more of the norm rather than the exception. We've been very fortunate to sort of lead the way and have the ability to receive national media attention and present at national conferences for our work. Additionally, we've tried to create positive pieces that will help share what we've learned as keys to success with those around the country through a series of webinars, as well as trying to have a comprehensive website and providing technical assistance to other states and communities that call us who are trying to start similar programs. So we're hoping that all of those different pieces have really been helpful as other people are trying to do this across the country and that we can continue to have success and see this as becoming a national trend.
Thank you for all the work you do. We wish you the very best in your future endeavors. Thank you for joining us today. Visit us at asthmacommunitynetwork.org to connect with other asthma champions and communities across the country.